In our previous year, we began a discussion on the concept that we learn in our Gemara of Shem Ripsoim Hashem, and when we could apply this concept and what not. There's actually a very interesting, famous tshuva, more than one tshuva, in the Igros Moshe on the issue of smoking. Before we get into that tshuva, I found, interestingly, that the Mishnah Brura has a sefer, the Chofetz Chaim had a sefer called Likutei Amorim. And in that sefer, the Chofetz Chaim already says, Hamagal Atzmai Be'ishun Sigarius, if somebody becomes accustomed to smoking, Oiver Avl Nishmatim O'Oid L'Nafsh Seichem, V'Osir Hu Liten Esadim. He's over the avera of nishmat me'od l'nafsh seichem, and he's going to have to give din v'cheshbon. Kegroi from gozru amru, because doctors, this is already in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, says the Chofetz Chaim, gozru amru sha'ishan machlish kechosef shalodam. Smoking makes a person weak. And therefore already the Chofetz Chaim says that one has no right to smoke. However, Ramosha, in the Igros Moshe Yerudei Chelik Beis Simen Mem Tes, a short tshuva, certainly says that one should not smoke. However, Moshe does say, since we find that many people smoke, we could apply the concept Shem Ripsoim Hashem, and interestingly, he says, since we find that so many Gedolei Yisrael over the generation smoked, it's difficult, Ramosha says, to say that they did something wrong, and there is no Isser, and if in smoking, Ramosha says in that tshuva, and he says, therefore there is no Isser either in giving someone who smokes a cigarette or fire. It's not considered lifnaiver, it's not considered mesayeya, helping him being able to smoke. However, there are two tshuvas in, there's another tshuva that I found in the Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chel Gimel Simen Laman Hei. Somebody asks Ramosha about Yeshiva Bachrim who are smoking marijuana. And Ramosha very strongly says that of course it's usur to allow that to happen. He says it ruins the body. And even he says if you'll find healthy people that don't get sick from smoking marijuana, but it certainly affects the mind, that they can't, it affects their mind. They certainly can't learn Torah and daven, and do mitzvahs, and he says it also has very negative effects on a person's mental state, psychological state. And Ramosha says that Ramosha compares allowing someone to take drugs to a ben sayer amira, because just like we find that the Torah says regarding a ben sayer amira, he begins not with very serious averis, but the Torah says we look at what that this will all lead to. Here too, taking marijuana could lead to very serious issues. Ramosha says it's also a violation of what the Torah says kedoshim tia, and Ramosha ends soif dover who pasha the borer. The final line is that it's obvious. Shemisurim chamurim. It's a very serious iser. V'tzorach l'shtadlu b'kol ha'yecholus. One has to try with all of his ability. L'havet tumazu. He calls it a tumah to remove this tumah m'kol b'nei Yisrael. V'fak me'el shalom to be yeshivas. That no Jew should take marijuana. Certainly not someone who's studying in a yeshiva. But then we find that Ramosha started taking not such a lenient approach in general to smoking. There's a tshuva in Chayshim Mishpat Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Vav. Where again, someone asks for Moshe about cigarette smoking. And Moshe quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deis. The Rambam says there, Hoyel v'ayos ha'guf bor v'shol medarkei Hashem hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be healthy. Shrei efshe shiyovin, it's impossible for a person to understand, or yeda, or know, dover me'idiyas ha'boira, to really understand and learn and do avodas Hashem v'uchoylu when he's not well. L'fikach tzorach l'harchak adam atzma midvar ma'adam s'aguf. A person has to try to prevent from having, from taking or using anything that could harm him. On the contrary, a person should try to eat things that make him healthy and well. A person should only eat when he's truly hungry. He should only drink when he's thirsty. If he needs to urinate, he should immediately do so. If he has to use the bathroom, yamid miyad. So Moshe says, it's very interesting. The Rambam here speaks about the various things a person has to do to remain healthy. And the Rambam speaks how important it is to remain healthy. But nowhere does the Rambam say Isser. He doesn't say there's an Isser. And Ramosha points out that we do find that the Rambam sometimes, when speaking about a preventative situation, does use the word Isser. It says the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Roitzeach, Halacha Dalet, says, Osr L'Hanichoi, we may not leave a Roidef, or Mechayovin L'Asiroi, Afilu Shechshash Ratz L'Atzmai, So we have here, says Rav Moshe, two interesting Rambams. In one part, the Rambam is sort of giving us advice, and the other Rambam, the Rambam is telling us something is usur. What is the Rambam trying to say here? So he says, what the Rambam means to say is like this, that if doing something is certainly dangerous, a person should not do it. There's an issa involved in doing it. If something is not certainly dangerous, but he's not recommended, that's what the Rambam says, don't do it, it's usur. So he says, here the Rambam takes, here Moshe takes a much stronger opinion. And Moshe says that therefore no one, especially B'nai Torah, should smoke. Because Moshe says it's a chashash sakana. And I think it's critical in understanding these tshuvas that it's clear that Moshe was working with the understanding that smoking, although certainly not healthy, did not create a vaday sakana. It was only a chashash sakana. But, and Ramesha says, in general, that's not the type of lifestyle that a person should follow, that he just takes whatever he enjoys. But even Ramesha, who, as far as we're now learning, the two tshuvas that we quoted, has another tshuva. And that's also in this same Chosh Mishpat, Chelik Beis. This is an earlier tshuva in that value. In Simen Yud Beis. There, Ramosh was asked where he was asked, obviously, from a yeshiva, a kollel, where there are talmidim learning. Some smoke and some don't. And the people who smoke want to be able to smoke in the Beis Medrash. And the people who don't smoke says that the smoke bothers them. Could they tell the people who are smoking not to smoke in the Beis Medrash? So Rav Moshe says, and he proves it from a Gemara. He says, if I could tell my neighbor not to do something because the chirping of the birds bothers me, certainly smoking in a closed room is more bothersome than that. And therefore, the halacha is that certainly those who don't smoke could tell those that do smoke, we refuse to allow you to smoke in the Beis Medrash. Obviously, this was in the time before it was illegal to smoke in a closed room. And Rav Moshe says further, he says, what happens if one person says, I'm going to smoke, but it's a very large Beis Medrash, and the smoke of one individual won't really affect such a large room? Rav Moshe says that isn't a legitimate line of reasoning. And Rav Moshe says, certainly, without any question, that those who smoke may not smoke in a Beis Medrash when there's even one person that's bothered by that smoke. And actually, there's a tshuva that I saw from Rav Avadya Yosef, and the Shaila's tshuva is Yechav Adas, Chelek Sheni, Simen Yudzayin, where somebody asks him, may someone smoke in a Beis Medrash where there's learning? So, the primary point of that tshuva is that in general, what may be done in a Beis Knesset, in a Beis Medrash, we know there are very specific halachas, as the Gemara Masechta Megillah teaches us. But we also know that the halacha is more lenient in a Beis Medrash than it is in a Beis Knesset. But Rav Avadya Yosef in that tshuva establishes a very important rule. He says that anything that may not be done, anything that's not done in a church, anything that's not done when one is having a very high-level, important meeting, may not be done in a Beis Medrash either. He says, no one would smoke in a church. No one would smoke if he was meeting the President of the United States. This is no different. When we're sitting in a Beis Medrash, we're visiting the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore certainly one may not smoke under those circumstances. It's interesting that Rav Avadya Yosef says that somebody suggests that you could put two covers on the aron. Instead of the one cover you normally have, if you'll have two covers, it may change the halacha. He doesn't agree to that approach. But then, he is very clear that one may not smoke in a Beis HaKnesses unless, he again says, that the people who are smoking don't bother other people who are smoking, and the people who are smoking claim that the smoke helps them be able to concentrate on their learning better. There's a tshuva in the Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Tes, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, that also discusses this issue. And he, three times in that tshuva, says that of course someone should not begin smoking. It's also interesting that he quotes the Ravid in the Sefer Shar Kedusha that says, "Ein tzarich loyma shiyishmer adam in amacholim shumak shem azikin aysay." It goes without saying that a person should prevent eating something that he knows could harm him. "Ka'ayichu dvarim amazikin aysay." Somebody who eats such foods, "Veshloy zulasay," and he could manage without those food, "Harei pesheya begufay pesheya bebenafshay." He uses very strong words. "Neshahorach achat havasoi, ve'enechoyshe shal avedes gufoi, ve'hihi derech hayetzahara, ve'atzas haskolim, lasisa mederech hachayim al derech hamovis." It takes him to Derech Hamavis. V'yeid kolchai hamedaber. Shein Derech liyetzahara a mederech acheter. He says this is the way the yetzahara operates. U'pasach hatakim in amuta etzloi. First he says, so you'll smoke. V'mishma is a pesach. If it'll prevent not to allow the yetzahara in then, ain it tzorach shimur acher. Then he'll be on the right path. And if not, it's a very slippery slide down. And therefore here too, person who begins smoking, besides, says Rav Nasha Klein in that tshuva, it's wrong, it also could lead to a very slippery path. But he goes on to say, if somebody is already accustomed to smoking, and it helps him, and it's difficult for him to stop, maybe we can apply the concept of Shemer P'soim Hashem. But again, he says that the concept of Shemer P'soim Hashem cannot be applied, he says, in a situation with Bari Hazeka. Only in a situation where it's not certain that by doing this you're going to harm yourself, that's when you could apply perhaps the concept of Shemir P'soim Hashem. But in a situation what you're doing is certainly going to be harmful, that's why we don't say Shemir P'soim Hashem. And actually, he makes a very interesting point. He says that smoking is dangerous is not really a new concept. Because he points out that we find, he says, that on any time we have hanor from Olam Hazeh, the Gemara says, Osa lahenes ma'olam hazeh b'loi bracha, yet we find that nobody makes a bracha when we smoke. And many poskim suggest that one can't make a bracha, how can you make a bracha when you're doing something dangerous? And therefore, if smoking is indeed dangerous, that's why we don't make a bracha, and that's why we can't say Shem Epsoim Hashem. In our coming shiur, we will continue quoting Paiskim on this concept.